Let us choose wisely in Christ Jesus. Let us choose wisely in Yeshua. Who shall we follow? Who shall we seek? Who shall we give our reverence and our steadfast obedience? Who shall we love with all of our hearts, with our very essence? I say, love and life are in Christ Jesus, in Yeshua. Reverence is the first step toward our holy Lord. Reverence is the only way to approach the most high throne of the Lord. Reverence is the only way to ascend to his place of dwelling, where he resides in heaven. How else can he dwell with us if we do not open our hearts to him, if we do not give our hearts to him? In reverence, we are summoned before our living God, before his sacred throne, which lies far above us, yet is a breath away, yet is so accessible. May you know the breath of the Father, the holy breath of his Spirit and his heart. May he breathe life into your brokenness, into your tattered life, and your very existence. May he restore your soul. May he be the one, the only one, exalted in your life. Be his alone to restore. Know that the lack of reverence for his holiness holds us back from ascension to his holy place, his goodness, and his perfect will for us. Surely it is about him, not us. All that we could ask for, he holds in his precious heart, in his holy hand for us. How else can we know his will for us? Just to know what is good and is pleasing in his sight would be so good. How else but through him can we test and approve what is his good, his pleasing, and his perfect desire and will? May we honor the Most High will from the heart of our Father. Lest we stop believing that we are God, that we are holy, or have godly holiness without him, through our ignorance and unwillingness to bow before his almighty throne, we surely will be lost forever, reaping the destruction that our wills and our will choices have asked for, reaping the destruction brought forth in the Word of our Lord. We are not God. We create nothing. We control nothing. We own nothing. We have dominion over no one. We have dominion over nothing. We are of great purpose with him. We are of no purpose without him. We and our world are lost without him. We are empty without him. All things come from and are to be for and of God. Life is in Christ Jesus. Life is in Yeshua. It is about him, not us. What we think does not have to dictate what we do. We have power only through our choices and our tongues. We also have the right to take thoughts captive unto Christ Jesus, unto Yeshua, by laying them as a sacrifice unto his altar, offering up these things to be put to death of the flesh. This means that we set aside our thoughts, seeking him for the right perspective, seeking him for all of our needs, mind, body, and spirit. All of these things are to be his and his alone. as it was meant to be in the beginning, so it shall be. This is trust in our God. This is full reliance in our God and on His holy will. This is spiritual sight, to see through His eyes. This is spiritual hearing, to hear only His voice from above. Filter all that is heard through His Spirit, the Holy Spirit that is pure. This is spirit consciousness, to be one with the Father, His Son, and His Holy Spirit residing in Him, and His Spirit that is one with the Father, guided by His light, comforted by His Spirit, now and forevermore. This is the essence of life eternal. Did He not say to His disciples, those given to Him, I leave you, but I will send you my Comforter? The Comforter was and is the Holy Spirit of the Father that is one with our Lord. Did not the Lord receive all that He needed from the Father? Did not the Lord give all glory and edification unto the Father? Did the Lord not seek the holy will and perfect guidance of His Father, our Father? Though the world accepted Him not, though the world denied Him safe harbor, though He had no place to rest His head, He was lacking for nothing. He was in fear of nothing. He was in doubt of nothing, through and by the perfect care of His Father, that is our Father. He found His peace and rest in the Father. He was never lost. He offers us the same peace and rest in Him. These things are assured. Through Him they are granted. It has been promised by His covenant, and He is Lord. He is Lord alone. He is Lord over all of Father God's creation. May the name of Christ Jesus, the name of Yeshua, be praised in holy reverence now and forevermore. May all things be to the glory of the Father that is in the Son. It is not about us. It is about Him alone. He is the embodiment of all that was, that is, and that is to come. It is about the Father's will, and it is good and perfect in His love and in His intentions towards us that are pure. Why should we deny the Father His desire to love us, care for us, and nurture us? Was it not His desire for His creation? Was it not so for His Adam and His Eve? Why have we been lulled into believing that these things are not possible in Him now? Did He not give the life of His only begotten Son? Was not the blood of the Holy Son, the Lamb of God, shed for us as a gift of the love of the Father for us? Shall we deny the Father His divine right? Shall we deny our divine right to be His, to be loved, cared for, and nurtured in His bosom, and His alone? It saddens my lowly heart that our Father lovingly reaches out to us with all that He is and He has to offer. Yet we deny Him, our Holy Father, our loving Creator, in His Son, Christ Jesus. In His Son, Yeshua. We do not listen. We, in our ways, do not care enough. He says, I am He. I am that I am. I have always been, always am, and always shall be. How can we deny Him His place, His divine right, His high and holy place? We do not care enough to hear Him, yet He holds back not His ear from us. We do not care enough to do what He wills or asks. We are not patient enough to wait for Him to speak. We do not care enough to follow His good and His perfect light, His Son. We seek Him selfishly, our own Father, our divine and loving Creator. We do not see the power of His grace. We do not truly know Him. We do not truly seek Him as His Son did. We were given the example of His Son, the light of His Son. He is a living gospel. He is the true gospel, and there is no other, and there is no compromise. There is but one true gospel, the true gospel of Christ Jesus, the true gospel of Yeshua. He is the one and only high priest. He is the one and only rabbi. And there is but one Father, and He is in heaven. We were given the true gospel in Christ Jesus, in Yeshua. Is He not the only one to follow? Are we not His sons and daughters, all children of the Father? Are we not heirs to our inheritance in Christ Jesus, in the Son? Yet we live in worldly poverty rather than the riches in Him. Is it not our divine right, His divine promises, we are to seek? Are we just entitled to the riches while we live impoverished in our sin against Him and His kingdom? Is He not the living covenant? The way is through His counsel, His power, and His authority over us. It is about Him, not us. Learn to recognize His hand, His Spirit at work on our behalf. The Father is overflowing with His eternal love for us. The Father is the only love, the purest love. He is love. He has much to share with us. He seeks to hold us and to nurture us in every way. Let us not turn our backs to our Creator, our Father, and our God. I say that truly there is plenty for us to repent of. I ask You, Lord, for the gift of repentance from Your hand for those that are unable, for those that are weak, those that are afflicted, and those who You know not. As I have come to know You, I ask that they come to know You. To love You above all things of the world, in the holy name of Your Son, Father. That name which is above all names, Christ Jesus, Yeshua. May all those that read and hear this, Your message, be granted Your eternal mercies, Your forgiveness, and the gift of repentance in the light of the truth. Give them Your strength for their weakness. Show them that their weakness is His strength. Show them how Your mercy is anew every day and every moment. Guide them unto the Father, my Lord, my beloved King. Grant them eternal life in and through Your Son, O Father. Surely we cannot repent enough before You, our holy God in heaven. Surely we cannot give You enough reverence, enough praise, worship, and glory. Let us stop walking in our ways now. Let us come to a stop. Bring us to a stop, O Lord. Let us seek He that is the way, to seek His higher path. Seek Him to prepare us to even be able to look in the direction, yet walk on a narrow path. May we bow before Him humbly on our knees before His feet and at His holy throne in heaven. May we honor and exalt Him as Lord of lords and King of kings in our lives, in every moment given us. May He walk with us and we with and in Him. He that is God is not unreachable. The Lord who is faithful saith, knock and the door will open. Ask and it shall be given unto you. I will seek to fulfill the holy covenant of our Father. I am the living holy covenant of the Father. I am His living word into action. My breath is His holy will by His Holy Spirit. I have full power and authority to fulfill the volume of His word, His will completely, both of which are mine completely. May it all be for His glory, His edification, that He might take His rightful place among you, among and with us, together as His body and His children, His people, that we may be one. Let there be everlasting peace and unity, order and goodness in His kingdom to come. And let us not wait for Him to come, but let us make these things real and living in our lives, in our world today. As I am Lord and King, His kingdom cometh, where His will be done, as it is in heaven, and so it shall. Who is our King? Who is our Lord? Do you know Him? Do you have a relationship with Him? Do you bless Him in all of your ways? Stay with our leader in reverence. Be leaders in Christ, in Yeshua. Bow that He may lead you and others through you. To lead is to be led, saith the Lord. In God we must rely and trust. This requires more than words written in places, spoken, and of ill effect. This requires more than we truly give to Him. I say, give our King, our Lord, that which is due Him. We wait on Him, His direction, and serve His holy purposes for us. And His purposes are in Him. As we seek His holiness in the stillness, we will know, we will trust that He is God. Let us lack for nothing. Let us assume nothing. Let us not take He that is good for granted, for He that is good does not take our needs for granted. Let us reach up to Him in order that His will may be fulfilled completely in and through us. We in them and they in us. Let us be one as it is written, O Lord. The Lord saith, bear not a single care thyself. One is too much for thee. The work is mine and mine alone. Thy work is to rest and rely on me for all things, for all direction. I say, set aside your foolishness. I say, throw aside your will, born of pain, suffering, and lies. I say, come out from under the darkness of your deceptions. I am He that lifts your veil by the light of my truth. I am He that grants sight to those who are blind. Set all things of self aside, knowing that they do not serve me, your God. I ask for your trust to place these things unto my altar, that they might be consumed by the fire of my Holy Spirit. I ask that you step into my furnace. I ask this, for I wish to refine you into the finest, purest of gold. Be a living sacrifice of self unto me, for the prize set apart and above all prices in your world, the riches of heaven. You are not your own. You have been bought with a precious price. The price was paid in full by the blood of my Son. Relinquish your rights and give me my divine sovereignty and rights. Come unto me, your Lord, your King. You are mine and mine alone. You who have been given to me by the will of the Father, I will prepare and bring unto him. I seek to bring you home, my children. Present yourselves as a living sacrifice to the Lord. Sacrifice all self-care unto the Lord, for he will replace it with his perfect care and his perfect nurturing, from his perfect love, from his heart, and of his very own perfect loving heart for you. Give him his legal divine right to be your deliverer, your provider, your healer, your Messiah. Trust in him and give him full dominion, no less, I say, over all that which is his. For surely as I live, all is his. He shows us his truth, the only truth, with no malintent nor malice. It is our flesh that perceives his truth in such ways. Something to be feared, as surely his truth will destroy us. This is to say that his mercy is not for us. I say, as surely as he is God, his mercies are for us. We know not how to receive, as the world, our parents, and our friends have not filled our cups, nor known how. The Lord is the only how. Only he that is the living water can fill our emptiness. We, that is, our flesh, does not serve us well, nor deliver us from our afflictions, nor our misery. Likewise, man cannot deliver man, saith the Lord. Our flesh seeks to keep us in bondage. We, our flesh, rebels against the will of the Holy Spirit and the sovereignty of the Lord. We rebel against the Lord. We project the shortcomings of the world in our lives onto the High and Holy One, he that is our Lord, he that is our God, he that is our Creator, he that is our Father. As it is written, there is but one Father, and he is in heaven. We say to him, our Lord, that since the world has not delivered us, then you, Lord, cannot deliver us. We are helpless, we say. I say that we are helpless only without him. Let us be honest in our hearts to the truth that is the Lord's. We were given the word. The truth is clear. The truth is simple. The world has hurt us. Therefore, the truth of the Lord will surely hurt us. Such is our reasoning, our way of seeing things. These are all lies from the pit of hell, the dwelling place of Satan. These beliefs, our decisions based on his false teachings in the world, lead us to stray away from our good and perfect Father, our holy Creator, and his Son, Christ Jesus, Yeshua, Satan gave up his rights knowing the goodness of the Father. And he is paying the price. Why follow him and pay the same price? Let his bad decisions lead us not with him into his own destruction through the blindness he gives us, through his false teachings, his twisting of the good of God into his own evil, the twisting of the true gospel in Christ Jesus and Yeshua into a false gospel unto death. Woe to those who do evil in the name of good, be not counted among them. He seeks only to lead us into destruction with him. I say, Satan, get thee behind us. We have an advocate in the Lord. I say that your false kingdom will crumble under the feet and before our Lord, Christ Jesus and Yeshua. I say that you must bow at the mention of his name, the holy and high name of Christ Jesus and Yeshua that has been placed above all names. I say you have no power, and the Lord alone has power and authority and controls all things. I say that in you there is no good thing. I say that the Lord is our victor. It is his battle, and for him be the glory. The spoils of the battles of the Lord shall be given unto us, the righteous sons and daughters of the Most High and the Most Holy Father in heaven. For us that stand steadfast in him, in Christ Jesus, and in Yeshua, we shall witness the overcoming spirit of our Lord on our behalf. Only in him do we overcome. The Lord is for us, we that seek his holiness and revere him, our sovereign King. You, Satan, are against us. You seek only to place us in bondage. The Spirit of the Lord seeks to set us free. Hear what the Spirit is saying to you. We are his, made fearfully and wonderfully in the womb by the hand of our Father in heaven. You, Satan, seek only to keep us from him, our Father. I say that your lies and teachings are our veil. Our veil is our blindness and our darkness. The Lord lifts this, our veil. And the Lord alone delivers us from our darkness. I say again, Satan, get thee behind me and behind us. You have no power over my life, nor my decisions. Your time is at an end. This is the Lord's time, and I am his, and his alone. You, Satan, must bow before our King and his divine holiness. And you, people, God's people, must bow before our King and his divine and sacred holiness and sovereignty. I grant the Lord all his legal and divine rights over me, his complete authority and his full power over every part of my life and my vessel, which is yielded only unto him and unto him alone. Before he that is seated above all things, with all things under his holy feet, I say, Satan, you are defeated under his feet. You are defeated, were defeated, and will always be defeated by his blood, his holy cross, and his resurrection. I say, he is victorious, and he holds my victory and our victory in his hand. Life is in Christ Jesus. Life is in Yeshua. He that was, is, and is to come, I release my trust fully and completely to the Lord Christ Jesus, to Yeshua. He is Lord alone in my life. He is Lord alone over my life. These things I proclaim in his holy name. These things I pray in his holy name, the holy name of Christ Jesus, the name of Yeshua, the living Son of God, knowing that he will answer and he will be faithful. No one and nothing is mightier than our God in heaven. May his name be praised. May he be glorified. May he be exalted. May he be edified in all that I do, henceforth and forevermore. May the Lord bless you and keep you. I celebrate with the Lord your redemption, your salvation. We are redeemed by his sacred and atoning blood. We are truly saved. We are truly delivered by our Lord, our King, and our Messiah. From the Word of God. Therefore then, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses who have borne testimony to the truth, let us strip off and throw aside every encumbrance, every unnecessary weight and yoke, and that sin which so readily and cleverly clings to and entangles us. And let us run with patient endurance and steady and active persistence the appointed course of the race that is set before us, looking away from all that will distract from Jesus and looking on to Jesus, who is the leader and the source of our faith, giving the first incentive for our belief, and is also its finisher, bringing it to maturity and perfection in him. He, for the joy of obtaining the prize that was set before him, endured the cross, despising and ignoring the shame, and is now seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Just think of him who endured from sinners such grievous opposition and bitter hostility against himself. Reckon up and consider it all in comparison with your trials, so that you may not grow weary or exhausted, losing heart and relaxing and fainting in your minds. You have not yet struggled and fought agonizingly against sin, nor have you yet resisted and withstood to the point of pouring out your own blood. From Hebrews 12:1-4. Let us bear witness for and to the Lord our God in heaven. Let us join together as witnesses inseparable from him. Let our prayers and worship be as a sweet smell of incense, burning and rising to his temple, his home, where our sovereign King resides. Thank the Lord for all that he has done in our past, throughout our lives, both seen and that which is unseen. Praise him for his unmerited grace that favors us, and let us not take advantage of his grace, which is an extension of his mercy and of his love, that we may be forgiven. Let us come before the Lord with a rent and remorseful and a heart that has seen the truth of our own conduct and our own debts under the law and before our King. Thank the Lord for all that he has done throughout our lives, then, now, in every moment, and in the future. And may the future be eternal with him. We acknowledge the all that you are, the all that you have been and done, O Lord. We are grateful for all that you do, and the all that you desire for us now and forevermore. We open our arms to receive all that you are, all that you wish to share with us, to give us. Praise him for his hand in all we can see, in all that we cannot see. We can trust in him, for he is the us we are to be. Then who can be against the us the Lord prayed for so long ago? that we be one. These are promises unto us. Let us not deny him the desires of his heart. And may his promises not fall to the ground before you. I say, if he freely giveth, then freely receiveth him and his blessings. Receive all that he is, all that he offers us. And seek to bless him in all of your ways before you ask for blessings. Do not fall short of the mark. Continue forward for the prize he has set before us in him. Above all, let us bless him that resides above us, all my brothers and sisters in Christ, in Yeshua, in all we do and say henceforth. Let us be sober and vigilant. It is about him, not us. Let us make new decisions, backed in our faith and our trust in action, surrendered and placed in him alone. Let our actions be not hollow words. Let us seek to fulfill every moment of every day. May he be the light in our lives every moment of every day, now and forevermore. May his will be done on earth in our lives as it is in heaven. May we reach out to others as he reaches out to us, and according to his will, and his will alone, and his direction, in the light of his wisdom, his counsel, and his lampstand. May we see his reflection in us as he fills us to overflowing. May we cast aside our armor of self-protection. May we put on his perfect armor of light. May his light shine in us and through us. May his Spirit dwell in and among us. May he who knows all prepare us. May we seek to please him. May we seek to honor, exalt, edify only him. Life eternal is in Christ Jesus. Life eternal is in Yeshua, our Messiah. It is about him. By his Holy Spirit, and by his holy and his divine will, he is alone, for he is Lord alone. He is Lord over all things, over all of his creation, and all is his creation. Amen. In Christ, and he in me, he is with me. He walks with me. I know him, and he knows me. These things are possible. I say this to you. One with me he lives, and one with me I shall not perish. It is about him, his perfect will for and in our lives. Be ye encouraged in your hope, and light a candle for the Lord. Be ye encouraged in our Lord, that is Christ Jesus, that is Yeshua, that is our Messiah. Eden is there for us, for the Father has never left us. His promises are never broken nor forgotten. His promises shall never fall to the ground. The path is still there, guarded for our safe return. Seek he that is the eternal light unto life in, with, and through him. May we walk together free with him, in him, and of his love, one with his heart and one with the heart of the Father. Let his love for us drive out all fear, all darkness in us, in others, and in our world. Amen. I am truly blessed of the Lord that he would use me in such a way to to exalt Him, that my voice be a voice of His light, that my life reflect a new light from a place that once only knew darkness. I thank and I praise the Holy Lord. I praise Yeshua HaMashiach, and I praise the Holy God of Israel, the Holy God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the prophets, the God of Moses, Elisha, and the many that are witnesses in this time to the righteousness of the Lord and the fulfillment of the word. The Father asks from his heart that you read Psalm 139 and John 3:18 forward, according to his Spirit and his will. May the light of the Lord be with you. May the light of his salvation and his redemption. May the care of our souls be in his hand alone. For only he knows. He knows. Thank you, Lord. And I say amen. Amen and amen.